The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney, as always, the skipper of this ship. I say that as I am actually, it's interesting, as I'm actually looking at some of what's now happened in Houston. You know, I've gotten a lot of other emails from folks, and thanks for that, asking me about the people in Texas and how they're doing and what it's like in Houston. And I mentioned it, that, boy, more water is just disastrous for that area because already 8 people have died and so many others have found themselves in precarious situations. I mean, this flooding is terrible. 1,200 people have had to be rescued in all kinds of neighborhoods we're talking about, high-end neighborhoods, economically challenged neighborhoods, whatever. I mean, it is brutal. I saw a little slice of video where they had a toll taker was actually running after trying to get to a woman in a car who had come over a barricade, and the woman drowned. And he couldn't get to her, and it was just the saddest thing. They had this on tape, I mean, the part where he was running toward her, and it was a water just overflowing, flying over an embankment, just absolutely crazy. So some parts of Houston are kind of recovering from these paralyzing water, and some people think the worst is yet to come. The part of the problem is Cypress Creek is one of the creeks in northwest Houston, because you've all asked about this, and we talk about Mother Nature in this show and how it wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't talking about Mother Nature at some point. Northwest Houston keeps rising and still hasn't crested. So people that are smart are just getting out of these neighborhoods, and you see those overhead photos where you see the trees and just the top of the roof. Oh, that is very frightening. I mean, 17 inches of rain in less than 24 hours, that is the worst of the worst, and that's when you see all that flooding. So, of course, Greg Abbott, I mentioned this before, had to declare a state of emergency for a state of disaster for 9 counties in and around Houston. They say billions of dollars, you know, $5 billion in property damage at least. The gallons of rain, to just give put it in perspective for you, they say 363,400. That's the number of Olympic-sized swimming pools that it would fill. I think the high water rescues are incredible. You know, I've seen flooding before. I've seen pictures of terrible flooding, and I've been in flooding. But I have to say, I haven't seen anything quite like this in a while, where it's just that bad. It's just everywhere you look, water. Water, water, just a wall of water. And where is it coming, you know, next? All right, the candidates. Let's talk about that for a second. So Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, just kind of basking in the afterglow of winning their home states of New York, while Bernie Sanders decides what's next. Does he continue to march down the path of challenging and being there in the end and going to the convention as a potential nominee or not? He went to go back to Vermont to take a day, not to think about it, but just to take a day off, or partially off anyway, until he jumps back onto the trail. And it's interesting because, you know, Sanders can be that thorn in the side of Hillary Clinton, just like Cruz is the thorn in the side of Trump, but more, I think more for Clinton, Sanders is a bigger problem. For Trump, it's really the Republican Party and the obstacles that they continually want to throw up in his face, whether it's at the convention, changing the rules of the convention, whatever it might be. I have to say this. I mean, maybe we're all just weary and tired of talking about the election, but there is no question that we could not have really dreamed this up the way this has gone. I never would I have thought this. Never. But it has. And it just goes to show you, this is why you pay attention, because you just don't know what can happen when people decide, especially a big group of people decide, they're going to run, some of them politically motivated, and some of them motivated to get away from the current politics of the day. I vote for the people who are smart that want to get away from the politics of the day, frankly. It's so over the top and so log jammed and so ridiculous. Let's move in a different direction. Let's do that. Raise your hand if you're tired of politics. Oh, a lot of hands are going up. We have this special camera that we've installed in America tonight that allows us not to look into your homes necessarily. But I know some of you are out there on the streets and in the restaurants, and I can see you waving those hands wildly. How cool is that? Like, it's like Periscope on steroids. It is. It's like Periscope. All right, how about this? You know, of all the lies and tall tales and ways to screw over people's lives, I just happened to catch this Mitsubishi. They decided that they were going to falsify fuel mileage test information. And why is that important? Because of what happens with the cars and then when how they start pumping them out. So Mitsubishi, the automaker, of course, hit by a massive recall cover-up from 15 years ago, right? They owned up to another scandal. They said employees had intentionally falsified fuel mileage for a whole bunch of models of cars. So the inaccurate tests involved an EK wagon, an EK spaceflight passenger cars, and a whole bunch of other vehicles. They're like the mini cars with tiny engines. And their great mileage is their attraction for people. They say the wrongdoing was intentional. They falsified it to make the mileage look better. But why they resorted to the fraud to do it is still crazy and unclear. And finally, they found out. I mean, this does not instill confidence in wanting to get one of their cars, does it? I mean, how hard and how long did it take for them to win back consumers after the scandal in the early 2000s? The faulty brakes, the clutches, the fuel tanks that fell off the back, you know, that go back to the 1970s that killed people. They make the Outlander SUV. They make an electric car. They're going to investigate why all of this happened. Nissan said in a statement that it recently discovered discrepancies in data from Mitsubishi about light vehicles. Who can you trust, I ask you? We just want four wheels and a car that rolls, right? We just want it. Stay with us.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
I am the type that suffers from great ups and downs. I'm manic, depressed, and my best to dimension jumper.
America tonight, and we talk about people answering for things, and that's kind of what I'm talking about in this segment. So three Michigan folks are facing criminal charges in the water crisis in Flint. We talked about it the other night. I said it was the Bravo moment because somebody, I think, should fall for this. I heard some questions about whether it would happen to the governor or not. And I don't think so. But the fact that they do, that there are people that are being charged, I love it. Because, come on, with the water in Flint, the shortcuts that were taken, I want to see where this heads up. I want it, or ends up, I should say. Because it's terrible with the lead poisoning and what that's doing to the kids there and any of the people that have had that lead in their system for 18 months. Who knows? We don't know. So while Clinton and Sanders square off and Trump trashes Ted and calls him Lion Ted, and then the debate rages as to what's going to happen at the conventions and, ooh, and the delegate count, and the delegate count is awry for some and on the rise for others, we look around and see what's happening to people, and you have to shake your head and say, boy, there are bigger fish to fry than every single day being concerned with the war of words. I think those people in Flint deserve every possible chance they can at immediately ridding themselves of the lead, which has happened, and getting every single test possible for kids and people in general there. They bathed in it, they drank it, I would be so freaked out if that were my neighborhood. Any of you listening to my voice right now, I don't care if you're listening in Montana, in Iowa, Florida, New York, wherever, you all know the same thing. If you heard that, geez, don't drink the water, and we know something's wrong with the water, and everybody starts to gossip about the water, and then it turns out, well, of course it's not good, because look what they did. There's just no good reason for what happened to those people there. There's no good reason whatsoever. In the meantime, how about this crazy story as I bop around the country, and I happen to see this coming out of the Carolinas. There's a veteran that says his taxes, a tax mix-up, could cost him his house. And, you know, it goes to, and if whether this happens, and of course if it happens, it would be such a travesty, but the story talks about the fact that there's this disabled veteran who was injured while serving in Iraq. He came home with a knee injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, together with his wife and his child. He moved into a house thanks to a San Antonio nonprofit, which is fabulous. And we've had them on the show, actually, Military Warrior Support Foundation. So they made the deal with the group that if they paid the taxes on his new home, he would pay them back. The deal was sealed with a signature on a contract. However, when they contacted the veteran, and his name is Andrew Mitchell, when they contacted Mitchell and told him they had miscalculated how much they were paying in property taxes, and that they had been charging 6% of the mortgage rate in the taxes, that because occupied homes are taxed only 4%, non-occupied at 6%, that Mitchell said he thought that he would be charged the lower percentage, but under his contract, he has to reimburse them for what they paid. So what does the difference come to? You say, well, you know, what's the difference there? You know what the difference is? $6,700. Where's this guy pulling out the $6,700? He can't work. He's trying to get himself together. They got to come up with that. Hopefully somebody comes up with a fundraiser, because he was trying to do the right thing, and unfortunately, because of the mix-up, it throws him under the bus. Just not fair. Right? Not fair. At all. All right, so we move from the veterans' plight here, which I hope is resolved. I actually have a phone call into the tax office there. I want to see what happens. We'll follow that story, Andrew Mitchell's story. But on a cool note, a 1962 Willys Jeep CJ 6 ounce, owned by President Reagan, is on display at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. It's part of the Cars at the Capitol event. It's a big deal. They put on the Historical Vehicle Association. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but there is. And this 4x4 was a Christmas present from his wife in 1963 and was driven by him around their ranch in the Santa Ynez Mountains, etc., you know, definitely into his presidency. You see it in shots. And it was originally painted green. It had side-facing rear bench seats. It's really cool looking. And it had also on it, it had a Spicer transfer case, if you know what they are, a four-cylinder engine. And it's been preserved in an unrestored condition. So it's so cool to look at this. Reagan's longtime friend, Edwin Meese, said that the president always loved taking it out for a spin whenever he was vacationing. It was the only time he was allowed to drive when he was in office, of course, because you can't. And now it's owned by the Young Americas Foundation. They also own the ranch. And the Jeep is going to be displayed through the rest of April. And it became the 10th car entered into the National Historical Vehicle Register, which began in 2014. And you know how far back this goes to, it was there in 1983, and it sat side by side with the CJ8 Scrambler and the 1978 Subaru Brat. Remember the Subaru Brats? I've seen a few of those, actually. I think in my neighborhood. Maybe two. But that Jeep that he drove, oh, so cool. Oh, very cool to see that Jeep. I bet if they put that up for auction, can you imagine? If they auctioned that off, I guarantee they would get huge, huge money. Really, really do. And finally, in this segment, who moved my peanuts? A United passenger got really, really upset when he was denied extra peanuts on a flight. Somebody has to break the news to him that they weren't even serving anything before. And half of the flights they don't, unless you pony up some money. But a man accused of endangering the safety of a transatlantic flight became extremely upset and swore when he was told he couldn't have extra nuts and crackers. A United flight attendant says that Jeremiah Feed pointed his finger at her face and demanded to know her name when she refused the request for more snacks. He got angry. He told me he could have all the effing peanuts and crackers he wanted. So the United flight from Rome to Chicago was diverted to Belfast after the rager went on. And she said that he had come back to the galley area of the economy section when the seatbelt light was on and asked for the peanuts and crackers. He was given the snacks at first, but when he returned later, he was told there was only one snack per customer. Then he got enraged. And she said she felt like something wasn't right. Her heart was pounding. He started to shout before she could even finish her sentence. Whew. Anger over the peanuts and the crackers, never, ever a good thing. So now that's all in court, because, by the way, that happened a few months ago. Oh, bummer for all those other people where they had to land in Belfast. Stay with us.
Forward we know, forward is coming fast. It's our task to keep moving on. Just keep moving.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The Middle East, oh my goodness, and there is nothing but really, really sordid questions, I think, when it comes to the Saudis, when it comes to the Middle East in general. We talk about the quicksand that is. Dan Perkins is an Islamic historian, terrorist analyst, and a contributor to ReaganBaby.com, TheDailySurge.com, and TheHill.com, among many things that Dan does. And of course, we know that he's the writer of The Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, which centers around, of course, Islamic nuclear terrorism. We've talked about his books. They're absolutely terrific. Dan, as always, thanks for popping on the show.
You're one of my favorite people to talk to.
Awesome. We love that. So the president and this deal setting foot on the sands of the Middle East, as I say, I like to just collectively talk about it that way. There are obviously a lot of inherent dangers here with him landing in Riyadh. Let's talk about them.
Well, I think that he's really, in the terms of his presidency, he is really at a point where he is really between the rock and the hard place.
Mm.
Because the last time he went to visit the old king, he bowed and kissed his ring. The speculation is, will he do the same thing for the new king? And he's going there under a tremendous amount of pressure in the United States for two things that apparently the Saudis don't want to have happen. One, they don't want the president to release the 28-page blank report, part of the 9/11 commission, that may or may not implicate the Saudis in that. And number two, they're more concerned about this legislation in the Congress that would take the 1976 Terrorism Act and apply it to Saudi Arabia if, in fact, the 28 pages show that they were the royal family or the government was complicit in the attack on the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon.
Yeah, which is, you know, is huge news, and obviously in the last couple of weeks that's been eye-popping about what about the 28 pages. What does your gut tell you? We know, and we've had people on the show to talk about this, that, okay, we can't say, but will it implicate the Saudis? And the answer from my sources is, of course, yes, it will implicate them. And to your point, this is why they're concerned about the release of the pages. So that was why that didn't happen in the first place, right?
Yeah, and I as I said before we came on, I just had a piece on the Clash Daily saying that really what this is blackmail on the part of the Saudis against the President of the United States. And, you know, they're talking about, the Saudis talking about puffing out their chests. Well, we'll sell $750 billion of assets. We'll show America. Well, you know, our wonderful president has taken our outstanding treasury debt to almost $20 trillion, so... best research I can find is that the entirety of OPEC, including Saudi Arabia, only has about $200 billion worth of treasury debt for all of OPEC. So whatever they're going to sell, first of all, they probably need the cash for liquidity purposes because their oil revenue is way down. It's down 20% less than it was last year. And so their budget's in serious trouble. They can't provide for their people. And so they may be using this as a cover to raise cash. But $750 billion, while it's a lot of money, in the relative scheme of things, it's not a lot of money, given the dispersity of cash, real estate, which is the bulk of the money, is not going to be sold overnight. I've been asking this question, Kate. Do the Saudis already know what's in the papers?
Yes, and it's interesting. That's the very first thing I thought when the story came out. You know, you talk about blackmail, intimidation, and you know, is this what the Saudis are doing? I think they know.
Right.
I think they know what's in there. I do. So then the question becomes, well, who gave them that information?
Well, if you understand that the 28 pages are down in the bowels of the U.S. Capitol under security, that only people with certain congressmen and senators with certain classified clearances can go into the room. They can't take any recorders, newsprint, paper, nothing. All they can do is read it and put it back under supervision. So it must be something very, very serious to afford it that kind of security. But that, you're right, that doesn't mean, and it's my concern, is that the Saudis already know that, why they're trying to stop it. I think the other problem that's going on there is that the Saudis are really, truly quite angry at the president because of what he did with the Iran nuclear agreement. He's trying to shift the power from the Sunnis of Saudi Arabia to the Shiites, which are the actual minority of the Muslims, but control the Iran government and the country to a Shiite tribe. And one has to ask the question, why is he doing that? Why is he favoring the minority of the Muslim faith over the majority? Well, one could ask the question, maybe that's what he is.
Oh, and boy, would that not be, that would be the culmination, the tipping point of the outrage of so many people in this country, and some of it dismisses, oh, that's just kooky and nutty and whatever. If there was a way to prove that point, that would be a lot of dominoes, Dan, I think, falling.
Yeah, but I also think, Kate, I also think that if you look at the situation, you really have to begin to examine, why did the president want to make this trip?
Yep.
He wasn't invited by the kingdom. He asked to come.
Mm.
And what is his objective? And I find it very suspicious. I think that he's going there to tell them, you know, as he said before, American imperialism has had you under control for such a long period of time. We're going to protect you in this situation. But the problem, Kate, is the what are the political ramifications of the President of the United States working against the American people, especially those people who lost family members in the 9/11 attack? There's a precedent here, again, which most people aren't talking about, Kate, and that is there was a court case that was won in January of this year, where people were victims of terrorist attacks in Iraq were awarded $10.5 billion settlement for those claims because Iraq was declared to be a terrorist nation, and so the Saudis do not want to get tagged with this. So one really leads to the other, Kate. If there's an implication in the 28-page document that, in fact, that the Saudi government was complicit in the attack on the United States, then they have to be declared as a terrorist nation, which then kicks in the second part of this deal, which is the agreement. Can American family members sue the Saudi government? It's a big deal. But how does he deal with that with Mrs. Clinton running as the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party when she's been so adamant in total support of what the president's done across the board? How does she distance herself from that?
Yeah, difficult, because you're right. I don't know how you do that. And you know, while this is happening, I was just reading a story about this, you know, on the dollars and cents of it all. And for the first time in, what, a quarter of a century, Iran, if you look at what's happening with Saudi Arabia, and she said they're not happy about what happened in our dealings with Iran. But what's the deal with Saudi Arabia taking out $10 billion in bank loans?
Well, it's the problem. We talked about this last year. And you talked to so many people, you probably don't remember the conversation. But I was saying that the shortage of revenue is putting tremendous pressure on the operating budget. If you're a Saudi citizen, you don't work. You get paid off of the oil revenue. And so the shortage of revenue last year put the Saudi budget 25% in deficit. They lost 25% of the gross domestic product of the country of Saudi Arabia because of the decline of oil prices. Add, as I said a few moments ago, another 20% to that. So money is a very short commodity. The $10 billion is a five-year term loan, hoping that oil prices will go back up. But the International Monetary Fund says if oil prices stay in the $40 to $50 range, Russia will be physically bankrupt in 18 months and Saudi Arabia another 18 months behind that, because they will not have the resources to pay their bills. And, you know, it seems so strange, it's almost counterintuitive, that one of the largest oil reserve nations in the world is going to run out of money and going to go bankrupt in probably 3 years. But it could happen.
Yeah,
so they definitely need money.
Yeah, and yeah, I saw a piece, I don't know if it was Vice or somebody had done it, and they show that there's like poverty. There's these people that are buried behind the scenes that they don't want you to necessarily see because of what you just said, because of the fact that the Saudis don't work and they're poor. There are people that are poor, and they haven't, they don't show that.
Think about this, the political ramifications of the President of the United States agreeing to the terms of the Iranian settlement, which gave them $150 billion in cash. Last year, when the Saudi government was short, this is very strange, but the revenue shortfall for the Saudi government last year was $150 billion, exactly the same amount of money that we gave to Iran when they settled the terms and the conditions. So Iran is $150 billion richer with cash. Saudi Arabia was $150 billion short in the hole last year and probably going to be close to $200 billion short this year. So they look at all the money that Iran got from the president. A lot of tension there between the Saudi leadership and the president.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, fascinating stuff. Dan Perkins, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on, Kate. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Yes, she's coming to dinner, Dad.
time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Thrilled to have Dr. Joseph Castleberry on with us. He has such an incredible record. It would take us half the show to go through it, but he is the president of Northwest University. He has a Master's of Divinity, a degree from Princeton Theological Seminary, and a Doctor of Education degree in International Education Development from Columbia University. Hey, before we dive into the president and immigration, Dr. Castleberry, and welcome to the show, you spent some time, I know, in Ecuador, and I spent some time there. It's just terrible to see what's happening with the people in light of that earthquake, huh?
Oh, absolutely. This is a really deadly earthquake, and it's caused incredible damage. Of course, Ecuador has been reeling from more than a decade of left-wing government, and it's kind of a testy relationship with the United States, and this is just more insult to injury.
Yeah, absolutely. So certainly our thoughts and prayers are with those people, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I spent some time in Guayaquil and Quito and some of those other areas, but boy, very, very rough stuff. Hey, the Supreme
Court. Well, it's one of the most beautiful countries on the planet.
Yes.
There's no place more interesting than Ecuador for a vacation, but it's a little shaky right now.
I agree. Absolutely. Galapagos Islands, if you go out off of there, too. Incredible. So the Supreme Court, obviously looking pretty divided with the oral arguments in this case that's challenging the president's executive actions on immigration. And what was really, I think, interesting is Justice Kennedy, who is not you know, he's usually the swing guy, the swing voter. He's lining up with Texas and the 25 other states, or so it seems, arguing that the president, quite frankly, overstepped his executive authority in granting the deferred deportation that we've talked about a lot here on America Tonight. I spent some time with the Border Patrol to nearly 5 million immigrants. So your thoughts on this? Are we seeing the president being really tested here on an important issue?
Well, absolutely so. I mean, there's no more important issue in the country than the status of almost 12 million people who are here without documentation and not here legally. And it's a huge problem. And I sympathize with both sides on this one. I am an immigration advocate. In my book, The New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values, I make a strong case for why we ought to welcome these immigrants to the United States. At the same time, the law is clearly on the side of Texas on this. In my view, there's prosecutorial discretion has always that's always part of the president's rights. He can decide which people he's going to prosecute and which ones he's not going to. But he can't change the laws, and he himself knows that. That was his posture for the early years of his presidency, and in 2011 he stated forthrightly to Univision that he did not have the power to change the law and couldn't stop deporting the immigrants. And then after his political capital was no longer on the line, he was reelected as president. He decided he would push his powers past what he knew was possible, and now he's getting hurt for it in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, obviously, and you know, the heart of the argument is the states are saying that they would be burdened having to spend more money on public services, health care, law enforcement, education, that kind of thing. And as you say, you're an immigration advocate, so how, just taking this issue in a sort of a different direction here, moving away from the legal for a second, how do we do that in this country? How do we embrace that? How do we help the people?
Well, we got to understand that we're helping them on one hand, but on the other hand, they're helping us. 70% of agricultural workers in the United States are immigrants, and the great majority of them are here without documentation because our laws don't allow for temporary workers to come and do agricultural jobs and then go home. So if they come to do the jobs, they have to stay. So we do need their labor, and we need their population, because half of all economic growth is tied to population growth. And without immigrants in the United States, we would have a sub-replacement growth, population growth. We need immigrants to keep our population just slightly growing to help us keep our economy moving forward. And having people is a good thing, and immigrants certainly provide them.
Yeah, do you see, because this is like the hot potato that just keeps getting passed around, I've been talking about this since I've jumped on the air. We've seen through a couple of different presidencies that, in a way, while we'll hear all this heavy rhetoric and there'll be discussions about various aspects of the problems, nothing really seems to change that much, do you think?
Right, because there are vested interests to keep them like they are. On the political scale, both the Democrats and the Republicans have been using this as a political issue that helps them win their base. Democrats like this issue because they're able to look magnanimous, and of course there's good conscience on their part that they think immigrants are good. Republicans are using it because they know that their base is very strongly working class folks and who feel threatened by immigration, and they're using that pretty cynically mostly to rally their voters. So that's not the only thing, but there are other interests as well. I mean, the business community is making a good living off illegal immigrants, and they want to keep it like it is. And the government, on the other hand, is, you know, there are 10 million false Social Security accounts that people are paying taxes into but will never pull any out of. That helps keep the Social Security system afloat. So there are all kinds of reasons to just leave it like it is. The problem is it's not fair, and it isn't American.
So do you see this? Do you see this hot potato, as we're talking about it? And I think I agree with you. I think it's the number one issue, a very important issue that we're obviously dealing with in the United States. This just goes to the next president, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely so. And this it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because there's no question Hillary Clinton will push through a bill through the Congress to legalize the situation of these people, and that's what needs to happen. On the other hand, Donald Trump may do the same thing, because I don't believe he is sincere in his fiery rhetoric against immigrants.
Yeah, and as somebody who spent so much time, and you see the other side of this, I've talked about it on the show, having been in, you know, Central America and South America and watched some of what's happened to the people. You know, you spent time, with a missionary service in Latin America. You spent years in El Salvador. And what's it like for those people?
Oh, it's for kids on the street, it's terrible. You go down there and kids are having to beg on the streets or sell things, and you know, child labor is the law of the land, essentially. The kids have to work like that to survive. There's trouble from the drug traffickers, there's gangs. You know, the gangs essentially rule the countryside in El Salvador, and those are gangs that we exported from the United States. Salvadorans came here during the Civil War as refugees, so they moved to Los Angeles in huge numbers. They got co-opted into the gangs, and then we deported the gangs back to El Salvador, and now they've taken over huge parts of the country and have control of the legal political system. So it's a disaster, and a lot of children are wanting to get out of it, because some of their parents have come to the United States. They want to rejoin their parents, and they will, little children, even 5-6 years old, will cross Mexico and Guatemala and Mexico to come to the United States to find their parents. And it's a terrible situation. It's one that we need to really get serious about addressing.
Yeah, absolutely. But as you know, it's so politicized. You know, you're either right of right, left of left. You're in between, looking for a shelter somewhere. What happened to the days when, no matter what your belief was ideologically, you could still have that conversation? I don't know. Where did it go, Dr. Castleberry?
Well, it went away slowly. That's what happened. We started compromising on all kinds of values of that our country has held dear. And, when you compromise your values over and over and over again, pretty soon you wind up in a place you didn't expect to get. And it's never a good one. But we used to talk about the country being polarized between right and left. It's been drawn and quartered now.
Yeah,
about a
that's
quarter
true.
Of the population want Bernie Sanders. About a quarter of the population want Donald Trump. About a quarter want Hillary Clinton. And about a quarter want anybody but Donald Trump. And the country's, it's not just divided two ways, it's divided four ways, and we could go into more detail about why those divisions exist, but, we're going to have to find something to agree upon here pretty soon, or the country's going to be ripped apart.
Yeah, absolutely. Sad state of affairs, for sure. Dr. Castleberry, you were terrific. We'd love to have you back on again. Thanks for stopping by.
Anytime. Thanks, Kate.
Said you were a youth waker, a stunning world shaker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.